السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Qur'an Kareem, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surely you are on an excellent standard of character. The ulama mention that here the word ala gives the meaning of tamakkun, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been grounded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side on a very sublime pedestal of character. The behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mannerisms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were the embodiment of nobility. If anyone needed to know what is nobility, he just had to look at the actions and the character and the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobility was defined by the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, for us as ummatis, this is a very important aspect to take note of. We, as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are obviously required to follow his sunnah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. So just as we are quite acquainted with the sunan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that govern our outward appearance, our outward behavior, our outward demeanor, this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Qalam takes our attention towards a very important paradigm in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the paradigm of the inner self. Khuluq azim, being on a very high pedestal of character, requires being on a very pure station, a very pure pedestal of inner purity. So it is one of these inner traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are an important part of his sunnah for us ummatis to inculcate in our lives, that I wish to discuss in this short meeting of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me first of all the tawfiq of amal and appreciation, and grant us all the tawfiq of amal and appreciation of this sunnah. The sunnah which I wish to discuss today is what the ulama term as hilm or forbearance, patience. Forbearance in the terminology of the Quran and Sunnah refers to being in a disposition that enables a person to control himself during anger. The result being that when a person is experiencing a bout of anger, he is in the heat of anger, then his emotions don't control his reaction. Rather, he controls his emotions and the reactions that ensue. Now this is easier said than done, and any one of us can just imagine an episode that we ourselves have gone through of anger, and rightfully induced anger. We're not talking about anger that is ill-induced or ill-invoked. It is anger which is rightfully induced. It comes about when there is something that is against principle that happens before us, and we are then overcome by anger. In that scenario, does anger control us, or do we control our anger? The sunnah of hilm demands that even in such a scenario, we are in control of our emotions and the reaction that ensues from that emotion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam defines a strong person as far as the Quran and Sunnah are concerned, and says, "Laysa shadidu bisura'ati," hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, that a strong person in the sight of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a person who overcomes his opponent in a physical encounter. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person is rather a person who controls himself. He controls his emotions at the time of anger. And you would appreciate that this requires a strong level of inner strength. It requires a strong level of ruhaniyat, of spirituality and inner strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when appreciating in the Quran Kareem the muttaqeen, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Allah-fearing servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all know that taqwa is probably the highest level of closeness that a person enjoys in this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in expressing the sifat of the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say وَالْعَادِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who have totally annihilated their anger. No. Anger is a natural quality, and it is desirable in certain scenarios, provided that it is vented and it's given expression to according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, we'll shortly discuss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala duly recognizes this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of our disposition, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created anger in us, but to be used in the appropriate way and on the appropriate occasion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say, وَالْعَادِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, those who have obliterated and annihilated their anger altogether. He says, those who control their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive people. These are sublime qualities of the muttaqeen. Now, just to understand an application of this quality of hilm, of forbearance, as was found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I wish to discuss an incident from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which inshallah would give us a good idea of the level of forbearance that was found in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah for them to inculcate in their lives. It is an epitome of idfa billati hiya ahsan. Part of forbearance is to repel evil with that which is best. Yes, there are occasions in which taking revenge is permissible. But what is sublime character? What is the nobility of character? It is idfa billati hiya ahsan. To repel evil treatment with the best treatment. An Urdu poet says, yaqi muhkam amal pe hum mahabbat fatih alam jihad e zindagani mein ye hai mardo ki shamshir hai. The gist of which is that if a person wants to truly conquer the hearts of people and become a true conqueror, then there are three ingredients. One is iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is continuous toil and struggle, amal pe ham. And the third is mahabbat fatih alam. A person conquers the hearts of his opponents and enemies with love, with true love. Obviously, there are occasions when the actual qital is necessary as per the guidance of the fuqaha and the ulama. But apart from those occasions, when we inculcate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of hilm, and one manifestation we will discuss just now, we will see that this is something which actually conquers the hearts of people. When you treat somebody's evil behavior towards you with the best behavior possible, then it comes in the Quran Kareem, idfa' billati hiya ahsanu sayyah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And Allah said, the ayat goes, بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَكَ عَدَاوَ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The person that ill-treats you, if you treat them in the best of ways, then the result would be that that person with whom you had a long enmity, he would become a very close and true friend. So let us go to this incident. It is narrated in numerous books of hadith, Ibn Majah in a slightly summarized form, then in Ibn Hibban in a more detailed form, in Mustadrak of Hakim, even in Tabrani. There is some academic discussion on one of the narrators of the hadith, But there is a portion of this hadith that the fuqaha have accepted. And therefore for our purposes, this is a hadith which is reliable and we should take due lesson from it. It has been mentioned by my Shaykh and Ustad, Hazrat Mahana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahab Damat Barakatum, in his authorship as well as in his discourses. So it is a reliable hadith for our purposes, for taking the lesson of Hilm. The narrator says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his sahaba, and a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I had called my people, my tribe to Islam, and had promised them that if they accept Islam, then inshallah Allah will open the doors of sustenance on them in abundance. But it so happened, as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are now experiencing drought and even their daily needs are not being fulfilled, despite them having accepted Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, because he himself did not have anything to provide, he asked if there was anything present in the Baytul Mal. And it so happened that in the Baytul Mal there was not enough to fulfill this need. So there was a Yahudi, a Jewish person there, who came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that, I will purchase a certain quantity of dates from a certain orchard, or from the orchard of a certain tribe from you, and give you the price in advance, a bay' salam as it is termed in fiqh. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this, and this Yahudi gave the price up front, and this was the sale that was concluded. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't accept the condition of it being from a particular tribe's orchards, because that is not correct in salam, but said that this quality of dates I will provide you, and obviously on behalf of the Baytul Mal. Then, prior to the due date, this Yahudi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very angry demeanor. He grabs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his garment and says nasty things about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family being willful defaulters, wal ayyadu billah, whereas history bears testimony to the contrary. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was there. Obviously he couldn't tolerate this, and he said that, oh enemy of Allah, how do you treat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way? And whereas there's another 3 days left for the due date. So here again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to Hazrat Umar, and this is the lesson. Smiling, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Hazrat Umar, oh Umar, we were in need of better than that. I was in need that you advise me to fulfill my right and fulfill my dues in a better manner, and he was in need of advice to demand his dues in a better manner. Now, O Umar, go and give him the dates that he requires 3 days before, and give him 20 measures more because of the way you reproached him. Hazrat Umar goes, delivers the dates with this excess. The Yahudi asks, why this excess? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded me because I reproached you. So then this Yahudi says that, you know who I am? I am Zayd ibn Sa'nah. So Hazrat Umar recognizes, you are the great alim of the Yahud. He says, yes. And the reason why I came across in the way that I did was so that I test Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I had seen all the signs of the Torah present in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were two signs that were left. One was that his forbearance would always exceed any inappropriate behavior. And the second was, the more a person behaves inappropriately with him, the more he would forbear and express help. And I've seen those qualities now, and now I bear witness that I am a Muslim, and I give half of my wealth to the Muslims. And then he came into Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's audience and accepted Islam, and then he fought in the battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and passed away at the occasion of Tabuk. So, dear brothers, listening to this and saying it is much easier than done. But it is an important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just like any other skill, this skill also requires practice. A person won't get it immediately. But when a person consciously approaches this skill and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, grant me the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah Allah will grant us the sunnah, provided that we are diligent and we continue trying and practicing and taking advice from the elders who already have this skill. So may Allah, and this is the ingredient, this is the secret for the fights and quarrels that have become the norm of the day. Whether it is in normal circles or in the circles of academics, and you know, things are taken personally and they're not kept into their academic nature and the academic parameters. This is the ingredient and the secret. If we adopt this hilm, inshallah all of these quarrels will be resolved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq of amal and grant us all the tawfiq and appreciation. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.